President Obama's administration has announced that it will maintain an offshore drilling ban in the Atlantic Ocean in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida. That is a reversal of an earlier policy that would have opened those areas to drilling. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced the new direction on offshore drilling in a conference call Wednesday. For at least the next 7 years, he said, no oil and gas drilling will be allowed in the Atlantic off the East Coast or in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. And in Alaska, he said the department will proceed cautiously before granting any new leases. There's really just one reason for the policy change, he said, but it's a big one.
The changes that we are making today really are based on the lessons that we have been learning. And knowing that there is a robust safety regime that we are standing up to prevent another Deepwater Horizon incident from occurring again.
Oil and gas industry groups reacted with dismay, saying it could result in tens of thousands of lost jobs and billions of dollars in lost tax and royalty revenues to the federal government. David Mica, head of the Florida Petroleum Council, says the administration should be able to develop new protocols and safeguards without an outright ban on drilling in new areas.
We don't ground our aircrafts after an air crash, nor should we stop production of oil and gas here in the United States while these changes are made.
Particularly galling to Mica is the ban on drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. That's an area with known natural gas reserves that the industry has been itching to tap. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.